All right, good afternoon. Normally we do this on Wednesdays, but we moved it to Thursday this week so that we could get half the team in here. So we've got...
We got five guys, Stux. That's it.
We've got Gary Warwick is here from Warwick Mask because they did up a mask for Saturday night that will be auctioned off, and we'll get to that in just a second. Coach Joe is here. Junior's here. They let him out of the penalty box long enough that he could come over to the show today.
Freaking flyer.
Yanni is here, and Dalton J is just going to become my new sidekick.
Sounds good.
On the program.
As long as you pay me more than Coach, then we're fine.
Coach gets paid in lollipops and suckers, and look at that smile on his face. I'm telling you, he's like a little kid.
Just be cups of coffee.
He's like a little kid. All right, tomorrow night, Prowlers are on the road, where they'll be going for their 12th straight win. That would be your first place Prowlers.
Right. Going for 11's their 12th a fluke, 12's straight a streak.
Yep.
Here we go.
They'll be in Watertown. And then Saturday night, they get to come home in the middle of Silver Stick to take on Cornwall. So this is fun because these are the top two teams in the league going at it at McMorran Arena. It'll be a little bit later start. They won't drop the puck until 8:30 on Saturday night, but it is a special evening. You're calling it BAV night. And Gary, you know what that stood for.
Yeah. That was the bicuspid aortic valve disease that Scott Nichols was afflicted with. And we're going to raise some money for him and get the awareness out there for Scotty.
And part of that is you did up a mask and you guys brought it in. This is a great mask. First off, I can't believe goalies wear something that heavy. Is that what?
What? Come on, that's light.
You think that's
compared
light?
To what they?
It weighs just under 3 pounds. The mask can be made lighter with the titanium cage, but it's got to be right around 3 pounds or so to withstand, 80, 90, 100 mile an hour slap shots.
You're shot.
Packs them all practice.
Coach has a muffin.
You don't have to worry about these guys' shots. They all go up off the glass.
Send Coach
hit
to
the net.
But no, this is I've gotten to see goalies' masks and touch them and things like that, but this one's top of the line, and I have one at home from the 90s that weighs as much as a cinder block.
So this is cool though, because it's got Scotty's name on it on the side. You got a couple of other different insignias, and yes. And this is really nice, and this will be auctioned off, and we hope to get a lot of money for this mask. A lot of money.
Yes.
Bring your wallet to the game.
Yeah, and also use the promo code Scotty at the box office to have a portion of your ticket donated towards the cause. And we'll be having 50-50 as normal, but that could be all going towards it. And premium raffle baskets and some other prizes. And we also have the Casey's Kid Zone going on down at the West End the whole game. So there's a ton of stuff going on Saturday night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
During Mitz's birthday, we tried to sneak down there and do the cupcake thing. Couldn't get away with it. They wouldn't believe
they wouldn't give you a cupcake in the kid zone.
They would not believe that I was young enough to have a cupcake in the kid zone.
Coach wouldn't let me off the bench to go get one. I wanted one so bad. They looked delicious. And I want one. And he's like, nope.
They were like, every time I looked, I was sitting up in the corner where I sit to watch the game. And like, there were a bunch of kids in that section. And every time, kid would come walking up the steps with a cupcake. And I'd be like, man, they wouldn't let me have a cupcake.
So you weren't smart enough to give a kid a dollar to get you a cupcake?
I'm not going to take a kid's cupcake. Come on.
No, he would have got you two.
Can't do that.
That's how we do it in Chicago.
That's how you do it in Chicago. You got dirty politics in that town from what
they
I hear.
They call him Sneaky Senior for a reason.
Sneaky Senior. That's a true story. On the ice last weekend, two more victories. You guys went to Carolina, and I thought, you guys got the flu. You got this. You got that. Got a bunch of new guys that you probably didn't even get to practice with.
Yeah, they tried to stop us. They tried to give me 52 penalties down there.
Yeah, but you deserved all of them.
The guys started giving me mileage for the United Airlines.
But you know,
like I told you on the show, you kept asking me questions, and I wouldn't really give you the honest answer. But yeah, there was a light squad that we were picking up guys on the side of the road,
and you won two games down there. That's great.
Literally.
Yep. Nope. Yeah. No fear. We'll take on any challenge. We look at any challenge with a smile this year. You know, bus breaks down. We're heading to play three. We got 11 guys. Hey, we'll get it done.
It's all right. No big deal. Carolina didn't want Dalton, Jay.
Yeah, well. And you scored Thursday. I noticed you scored Friday. I noticed you took Saturday off, but that's okay.
Yeah, only 1 point on Saturday.
Was it Dozier scored with what, 24 seconds left Saturday?
Seconds, yeah. Oh, yeah. Assist from Dalton, Jay, and Joe Pace.
Was it a good goal or?
No, it was
good. No, just straight garbage. Garbage straight. Go to the net, little garbage rebound, backhanded it over his shoulder, bar down.
Perfect. Perfect.
If you talk to Dozier, no, it was a face-off. We actually called a timeout. We put a little play. It almost worked off the face-off. They got it to the neutral zone.
No, coach, we lost that draw clean.
Yeah, we got it back into the zone.
Parkhouse?
Parkhouse must have taken that draw.
Crackhouse?
Hopefully you're listening, Parky, because you were like 12 for 50 that weekend. So anyways, long and short, I asked Doze how it transpired, and he said, I saw the shot coming. He goes, I just released about 10 feet back. It came right to me, and he goes, I just jacked it. So it was pretty exciting.
That was a good bus ride home. I bet I know who this is. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hey. Can I have a chat with the players for a few minutes, Ducky?
Maybe.
Okay. I want to know if they can win the big game for me in Watertown, that is.
Hey, Coach Kev, absolutely.
Thank you, Joe. Say hi to my buddy there, Alex.
We will do.
Thank you. Send me a message later, bud.
Thanks, Kev.
Thank you. Call me later, Ducky.
All right. Kevin Samuelson, assistant coach.
Man, he's behind the bench. He's 2-0, so don't mess with a coach that's undefeated.
Yeah, and he's into it, and he, you know, he knows. He knows who can play, because I noticed he didn't say anything to Yanni.
Whoops.
Got to take a break, but we're going to have some fun, so stick around. It's Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. Welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.
Hear it live.
Hey, if you keep us in here any longer, there's going to be a fist fight, all of us here in one room.
That wouldn't be the first time either.
I've had
a few even without hockey players in here.
Well, yeah, it's going to be Yanni and Dolan first. That's the first one.
Well, Coach said Yanni is working on being the new tough guy.
Yeah, it's testosterone's at an all-time high right now. Yeah, guy just turned 21. He's finally a man.
This is probably not a good thing.
Yep, he's looking for his first ride in a limousine.
Mile long.
Yeah, keep moving your feet and it'll happen. That's all I got to say to him. Keep moving your feet.
So are you going to make it out to the game Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, I'll probably be there most of Saturday. We're broadcasting a Silver Stick game at 12:30. So just so you know.
If we make it back in time, we'll be there.
It's Port Huron's Bantam. A double-A team is playing Upper Ottawa Valley.
Ooh, good team.
I don't know anything about them. Are they good?
Usually good, yep.
So I'm going to assume they're from the Ottawa area?
Yes. Very smart man you are.
Right near Hawkesbury.
Where is Hawkesbury exactly?
Ottawa. Northeast out of Ottawa.
So are they bilingual there?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
A lot of French fans.
Yeah, bilingual places usually have good hockey players.
You hear Tabernacle, you know what they're saying.
Wait a minute, how do you know that? You're not from there.
Well, you know, in Canada we get taught French as our second language. I don't know about here in America.
No.
Je m'appelle.
Si? Yeah. Ça va?
In America, sometimes we struggle to teach our children to speak American. Have you heard
Spanish?
Have you heard Joe talk?
You guys speak American, not English. What's going on here?
Have you heard Joe talk? Now you made me miss what I had to do. That's okay.
That wasn't hard.
No, you're from Burlington?
Hamilton. Right next door.
Okay. Hamilton.
You know, near the Burlington Golden Horseshoe. Like, we won from Chicago.
Hey, I won it too, buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah, MVP too.
Listeners, just so you know, they're right now arguing about who's won youth hockey tournaments more.
in this room.
It's competitive. That's why we win. Coach has got that competitive drive.
Winning is something you don't do once in a while. You do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Inspirational. Junior, you look speechless.
That's a first, too.
Yeah, right.
He must be mic'd up because he stands in the corner and he talks. He must be mic'd up. Does he have one under the collar? What's
he
up?
He talks loud enough that people can hear him from across the rink. Some nights, yes, we can. All right, got to take another quick break here, but still more to come with the Prowlers who are hanging
the
out
Warwicks.
Here.
The Warwicks.
Yes, Gary is here, too. Gary's just sitting back enjoying himself right now. Smiling. He's got a smile on his face, too. All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. Dalton is now going to read some promotional stuff.
What? Why do I have to do it?
Because they put it in front of you.
Oh, I know. just to reiterate that the puck drop on Saturday is at 8:30. It's being changed because of the Silver Stick is going on. When you go to the box office to buy your ticket, make sure you use the promo code SCOTTY. Portions of your ticket go to... BAV
yep.
Foundation, as well as we're going to have 50-50 premium raffle baskets and other prizes, including the Warwick custom mask that is dedicated to Scotty. We've seen it. It's actually here in studio, and it's looking really nice. So make sure you guys come out and bid on that. I know most of the proceeds, or if all of it, is going back to the Foundation as well. And also Saturday is Casey's Kid Zone at the west end of the arena. I know they have fun games and goodies for the kids to keep them entertained when you know, things aren't going right on the ice.
All kinds of stuff. Okay, Gary, come back over. Yep. So a mask like this one that you just made,
yep.
The process, how long does it take to do this, and how do you go about it? Like, do I have to sit there? If you're going to make a mask for me, do I have to sit there and what? You take measurements of my big head?
Yeah, well, like usually from start to finish, there's about 8 hours into a goalie mask. And I knew that Corey Simon was going to be wearing it for Saturday's game. And Corey's been in the shop along with the other goalie. And so Corey was in trying some masks on, and I got a real good feel for the size of a mask to build them. And when he came in and tried it on, the fit was very good. And we just had to basically tighten up the straps, and out the door he went. So,
all right, then the design for it, do you guys paint that? Do you have a painter?
Yeah, we've got a local painter in town. He works up at Moran Motors. His name's Gordy Wilton, and he's been painting our masks solid colors and custom paint jobs for a number of years. And I've seen a lot of paint jobs, you know, from some of the better painters all across the country, and Gordy is – right up in their category.
My old boss, Larry Smith, for years had a picture in the office. It was him falling down because he's not a very good skater. And your dad was in the background in the nets.
Yes, I've seen
and
that picture.
He had the all-white mask on that they used to wear in this. Like, yeah. Rogie Vachon used to wear.
Yeah, it was. I believe it was a style. Like, Rogie had a mask like that with a smiley face where that particular mask was probably patterned off of Jules Gilbert or Jerry Cheevers. Those guys played together for Boston, and that was a pretty cool picture. I think my dad had it at his house for a while before he gave it to Larry.
So Coach was asking, like, who were the first guys that came to you and that you started Chicago. Doing masks for?
Well, the guy that put my dad on, you know, in the 90s there, like in 94, was Eddie Belfour. Eddie couldn't get his mask made by Greg Harrison quickly enough. Greg was out of Toronto, and he had maybe 20 other NHL goalies. So Eddie had been with Chicago for 2 or 3 years and was playing very well. He quickly became one of the best in the NHL, and that's when we got him and made a mask all the way until he retired. And we probably made close to 30 masks for him, I would guess. Eddie always had a home and away mask. With different Eagle paint jobs, different colors to go with the home and away jerseys, special straps to match the colors, and he was pretty innovative in that respect.
We share our feelings on this show, Coach. Three Blackhawks I always wanted to just punch in the face, and Eddie was one of them.
He's a fierce competitor. I mean, you could talk.
He was. I wanted to punch him in the face. Roenick was the other one. And Chelios until he became a Red Wing. Always, you know, well, when you're good, you can play with a smug look on your face, right? And he was good.
And all three of them were gamers.
Yeah.
I go to war. That's who I want to go to war with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
That's for sure.
All right. So, and this mask is beautiful, folks. And it's going to be up for auction on a Saturday night. It'll get worn in the game. Well, I think it'll get worn in the game.
Supposed to be worn by.
I never know with Shifty over here. He might be telling me one goalie's playing and then put another one in.
When he said he was wearing that, I went. Lower body injury, upper body injury. Yeah, right. He's a little under the weather.
Well, we know this. We will have a goalie in net on Saturday night. So, coming up in hour number two, I'm going to tell everybody about the game that I did last night where one of the teams didn't have a goalie.
I watched it was there.
They played the entire game with six attackers, and the final score was 16-8. It was the strangest game I've ever seen.
Trap.
No, you know, but they did a really good job for like the first half of the first period.
That's what I was watching. It was what? They were up, actually.
They were winning 1-0 about halfway through the first period. And they were playing. It was Dakota against Port Huron Northern. And Port Huron Northern couldn't get the puck out of their own zone. They didn't have a shot on goal. And then finally, once they got one down and into the net, the game changed, at that point. But for about the first 7-8 minutes, you know, it was really weird. It's hard, you know. That number one, you're the team, and you know there's no goalie down there. You play different. You stop making the smart play, and you're just looking. There's an opening. I'm gonna fire one down there, we're gonna flip it out to center and get somebody a break down at the empty net. And then the other thing is, there's that extra guy out there for the other team. It's like they're being on the power play. Yeah.
And there's not a lot of room because you have 11 guys floating around.
Yeah. Yeah, you got your goalie back. That was something I was waiting for. One of the goalies to take a shot. And see if they could score. Anyways, speaking of scoring, Dalton J, 18 goals in 18 games as a Prowler.
I know. Woo! Coach keeps telling me. He keeps pumping my tires.
Well, he keeps scoring. But just wait when it stops, or if it stops.
It stopped on Saturday. I didn't score.
You know, I'm going to tell you, and this is the truth. I told you before, I don't care who scores. The guy that makes the play, takes the puck away, makes the hit, makes the pass, that's the most important thing. And I swear to God, we were on the bus in Carolina after a few soda pops, and I was getting talked into going to sidebar, 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 sidebar. And I took him to sidebar. And when we got to sidebar, I swear to God, I had no idea who scored the game winner. Didn't really care. And that's how I found out what Dozer did. He said I was in tight. I popped out about 10 feet. I knew the guy was shooting. Rebound came. So he has 18 goals in 18 games.
18 goals in 18 games.
So I have to take him out for dinner again.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, see, behind the bench is sometimes the worst seat in the building.
I don't care who's going to keep doing all the little things right.
Shift by shift, period by period, as Coach says.
Well, Yanni, if he's not paying attention, you should come back to the bench every time and go, Coach, you see that goal?
Pick on the little guy here. On the young one.
Actually, Yanni, I think he's probably, just under almost a point a game?
Point seven, yeah.
Yeah, he's getting close to a point a game. Not bad for a run.
He's a good player. When he moves his feet.
He's got to keep moving my feet.
When he moves his feet.
He's got to bend his knees when he skates, too.
Thanks to Junior for stopping by. Always Senior stops by. We can always count on him. Yanni Liarakos, Dalton J, thank you. And Gary Warwick, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And don't forget, Saturday night, 8:30 at McMoran Arena against Cornwall. We'll be going for our 13th straight win. Not to put any pressure on you, but we'll be going for our 13th straight win that night.